Took my first breath where the muddy grass spills into the Gulf of Mexico, where the skyline's colored by chemical plants that put bread on the table of the working man, where the working man does his best to provide safety and shelter for kids and a wife, giving a little of a soul every day, making overtime to keep the wolves away. Barely 13 when the company man tried to dig my daddy's grave. It happened on a French-owned tanker ship, spilling poison in the Galveston Bay. Well, the liquid fire filled his lungs and his eyes, silenced any more cries. Cold in the grave, with death-stinging pain, he fought like hell. Keep the wolves away. Sick as a dog, but he made a recovery just to spite the odds. The settlement came and we moved out of town, where the sky isn't heavy with refinery flags. Yeah, he's still alive, he's doing good, he's in his 50s, but the money's running out and he's painting for pennies. So I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
Good morning. That's good stuff. Changing it up a little bit. I like it. It's Wednesday morning, December 27th, 2017. Welcome. This is Road Warrior Radio, and you're tuned in live here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all Road Warriors, those who'd esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. A little bit of remedial history this morning. We'll come back to that. But first, I wanted to just express my lament, perhaps. What difference does this broadcast make if living isn't changed, so to speak? If the way people live isn't changed? Sure, I've mentioned it before, the secret desire, my secret desire, secret mission, perhaps, not so secret. And I've mentioned this before, I don't want to sneak up on anybody. But my secret desire is not only to enlighten the people generally, that is the stated mission of this broadcast, but in Jeffersonian fashion, of course. But more importantly, that hearts be drawn, either drawn initially or back to the Lord. That's my, I don't think there's anything better in life or more important for that matter. But who's to say, right? Well, if people keep eating, drinking, breathing, watching, doing the same crap, then what difference does it make? And that's kind of the litmus test. And again, who's to say? Well, I would say two relevant concepts apply in this case. We all know we have a mess in this country, and I thought it was interesting. I've seen a number of things in the last week or two that really lend themselves to the notion that a return to virtue, morality, and religion as the founders exhorted us to remain focused on. Patrick Henry said, if we lose those, we're conquered, fallen indeed. And John Adams said, if we can't instill them in a greater measure in our people than they have it now, then it's hopeless. We're done. And few could argue that we probably have less. We have a vestige or a modicum of what John Adams was referring to at the time, which wasn't enough in his view. So the two operative concepts, I think, come first individually by way of James chapter 2 and the idea of faith with faith and works, basically. So individually, what's the evidence of a changed heart, a changed life? James helps us in chapter 2, verses 14 to the end of the chapter. He muses, what use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? Is it faith? Is it works? What is it? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, or maybe you send your robot out on the street to tell them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled. But I digress. And yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body. What use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God, and this is a provocative passage for the monotheists who may have their own challenges. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder or tremble. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by his works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. And so faith is the fruit, or excuse me, works is the fruit of the faith tree, so to speak. So there's evidence in the form of works of faith. In other words, there should be evidence of a changed life. So, for example, Richie from Boston made a video yesterday, and in it he lamented that everybody's just going about their lives doing the same thing. It's amazing that, you know, some people you talk to, they'll say, Oh, yeah, that's terrible. It's terrible. But it doesn't produce a changed life. At least those that are who are uncomfortable enough, or so uncomfortable that they are ill-equipped and ill-prepared to confront their troubled conscience, so their mind shuts down and says, nope, don't tell me anymore. I can't know more, because if I do, I'm not prepared to reconcile what comes next. I'm not prepared to make life-altering changes based on this new paradigm. Because that's what happens. You know, like I guest hosted the National Intel Report last night, and I mentioned a series of Twitter exchanges on yesterday's National Intel Report. And that series of exchanges, I would imagine, would result in a very dramatic shift in at least one person's paradigm. And it began with a tweet from one lady, and someone replied in fairly snarky fashion, and but what was interesting, because this is, you know, not uncommon, was that the underlying premise of her message was on point. She said, I'm a little tired of calling those that work in government public servants, quote unquote. They're highly paid with pensions not seen in the private sector, highly paid with salaries not seen in the private sector, for that matter. Most of the public servants are better compensated than their constituents that they presumably serve. With pensions not seen in the private sector, unaccountable, and can't be fired. That isn't public service. It's self-service. That's a brilliant observation. Would that more people in America could see things that clearly. We might have a fighting chance of turning things around. At this point, things are so far gone, as you know. I'm reminded of the late, great Jack Otto saying it's probably too soon to start firing. You know, too late. Probably all done but the crying, probably too soon to start firing, maybe. And so where are we now, almost 10 years on? Better or worse? But if lives are not changed, then nothing else changes either. We can't keep turning a blind eye to the evil that we are conscripted to, that we in turn perpetrate. And since America hasn't turned into a giant Amish colony, it seems like there's still work to be done. That's a little bit of a cheeky joke, but there are still devices everywhere. We haven't figured out that this isn't working. I think Edward Snowden just released an app, and there are several apps. Alfred's one of them that's popular, that allows you to turn old devices into surveillance devices, which is, you know, maybe a good idea, maybe not. There are arguments for and against, but the point is there are still all of these devices floating around. You know, Apple admits that it throttles older devices for your benefit to sell new devices. And we played the Cracked video last week that satirized that concept among many others, and people already knew. But Apple says it's for your benefit, and people keep doing it. Should be enough to drive people away from these brands. Technocracy, you know, first they're, well, gosh, how far back do we go? I guess maybe we go back to Patrick Henry's warnings, I smell a rat. You know, there was the Confederation, and then there was a secret convention, and lo and behold, a constitution. And Patrick Henry was not pleased. He was among a few who were very out. He was very outspoken about his displeasure, I think for good reason. So we had a constitution, the three duly constituted branches, and then, but you don't hear about before that, do you? Remember when Prince, I think it was the Tavis Smiley broadcast, he said, I was very upset, speaking of Tavis Smiley, when I discovered there were eight presidents before Washington. I was mad as heck. How come, you know, why is someone messing with me? Don't mess with me. Let me figure it out on my own. I think that's what any sensible person would think. Any person with any gray matter between their ears. Especially Americans. Hey, back off. Don't mess with me. Let me figure it out on my own. So we had the three duly constituted branches coming forward after the Reconstruction. We start to get the machinations of this thing that wants to weld everything together. But really, that was the, you know, Patrick Henry was arguing that was the point all along. More on that in a minute. The way that he put it, he said, "Have they said we the states? Have they made a proposal of a compact between states? If they had, this would be a confederation." It is otherwise most clearly a consolidated government. The principles of this system are extremely pernicious, impolitic, and dangerous. That's the way Patrick Henry put it. Anyway, we had the three duly constituted branches, then the usurpative continuity of government forces reared their ugly head. After the Reconstruction, coming forward to, through the Woodrow Wilson administration and the FDR administration in particular, suddenly the plan was planned all along becomes clear, and the administrative fourth branch, technocratic, expert, agency-driven apparatus that welds together the powers and functions of the three duly constituted is formalized in the APA in 1946, the Administrative Procedure Act. And then coming forward from there, the technocrats have really kind of usurped that. Now I believe that in game theory fashion, Rand Corporation game theory, and Rand Corporation is an outcropping of this evil, awful mess that we're in. Speaking of the National Security Act, now, technocrats, I believe we're being set up in game theory fashion to hear the message from Parrot Khanna's book, Technocracy in America. You know what? These people, like Alan Watts been saying for years, decades, it's all too messy. These people are not, you can't trust them. It's all messy. What if you had just like 10 commissioners that you could trust to make all the decisions? Yeah, that's where we're at. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Public Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So we have this technocratic nightmare that has swallowed us up. And getting back to the original point, what is the point? We'll open up the phone lines early. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So what is the point? If people, you know, what is the point of this broadcast? If people keep eating, drinking, breathing, watching, doing the same crap, then what difference does it make? What difference at this point does it make? No, not really. But again, who's to say? I mentioned James chapter 2, faith without works is dead. a changed life, a changed heart bears fruit, which is the evidence it testifies of the faith that undergirds it. And so in this technocratic nightmare, if we're still turning a blind eye to the greed and avarice to which we've been conscripted, the intrigue and deception, again, at least the people that say, nah, I can't listen because it's gonna wreck my life. It's gonna turn my life upside down like an apple cart. I mentioned a series of tweets, an exchange, beginning with a lady who posted the message, I'm a little tired of calling those that work in government public servants. They're highly paid with pensions, not seen in the private sector, unaccountable, and can't be fired. That isn't public service, it's self-service. And someone was snarky and commenting, so I shouldn't have been, but I was snarky back. And I, this person said, funny how after a couple of snarky tweets, this person said, funny how people like this tweet but never give a factual statement as to why they think it. I spout BS. Well, I said, would you like to talk facts to this person to corroborate the original premise that these so-called public servants are highly paid, highly compensated, handsomely compensated, unaccountable ticks that are burrowed into the back of every American? I asked first question and answer specifically, under which branch does the FBI fall, or for that matter, CIA, NSA, DOD, Social Security Administration, IRS, DHS, TSA, not federal, not reserve, and which branch touches the citizen? Long story short, from there, I went into a dissertation basically on the administrative fourth branch and how even Speaker Paul Ryan's office recognizes this. Last October, for instance, no, excuse me, last July of 2016, Speaker's office, speaker.gov/general, published this article. It's time to dismantle the fourth branch. Well, which branch is that? The administrative. That's which branch? Separation of Powers Restoration Act, SOPRA, dealing with the Chevron deference, so-called, and so on. So anyway, we have this malfeasance. And our lives changed. Is life changed as a result? Corporately, Jonah's gospel is what I call it. So back to things to consider. Individually, James, faith without works is dead. Corporately, Jonah's gospel, as I call it. Jonah set out, the Bible says, a day's journey. Nineveh was a three-day journey. Jonah was a reticent messenger. He finally got there. And set out a day's journey. Don't know if he made it all the way through town, but word got back to the king, and the city of Nineveh repented. That's change that you can see with your eyes. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take the long way round. Oh, I'll find my own way down. Oh, as I should. And hold your gaze as coke in the Midas touch, a joke in the way that we rush and breathe again.
Welcome back. So what is the point? We'll come back to that. You know, it's a rhetorical question, and it's a sobering reality to see how much things have stayed the same, which reminds me of that awful Aldous Huxley quote, you know, about the charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes and yet everything is completely different. Maybe it's time for a revolution from generation to generation, as Jefferson surmised. Some evidence, and then we'll go to the phones. I saw early this morning the Fox 5 Atlanta story. Tokyo-bound flight from Los Angeles forced to turn around after unauthorized person, quote unquote, found on plane 4 hours into a flight. One of the reasons that this story became so high profile apparently was because of a high profile passenger. The model Chrissy Teigen and her husband, John Legend, I think were both passengers on the flight. And she was tweeting about it. She tweeted, a flying first for me, 4 hours into an 11-hour flight, and we're turning around because we have a passenger who isn't supposed to be on this plane. Why? Why do we all got to go back now? I don't know. But, you know, I tweeted about it. I retweeted the Fox 5 Atlanta tweet about the story. And my comment was, this is what billions in wasted red tape and bureaucracy get you, 16 years and change into a post-9/11 Orwellian super spy state surveillance apparatus. Aren't you glad you're spied on, x-rayed, and basically have to disrobe for TSA? And your children. Don't you feel so much safer now? 4 hours into an overseas flight. Oops. You know what? This unauthorized person isn't supposed to be here. Wrong plane, wrong flight, wrong person, wrong everything. And yes, TSA was culpable in the incident. Among those culpable, shall I say. So, you know, this just proves that, as we've conjectured, as you've mentioned to your friends and family, especially at times of the year like this, it's not really about your safety. It never has been, never will be. TSA, the, you know, bouncy castle, the jumpy castle that was, it's like a blow-up jumpy castle. Remember when Bush appointed Tom Ridge, the first Secretary of Homeland Security? And then, like the jumpy castle, the bureaucratic architecture of TSA was erected in the blink of an eye. Where did it come from? And DHS, for that matter? Well, the Rand Corporation wrote a book that was published in April of 2001, months before September 11th. How convenient, titled Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security. That's interesting. So Homeland Security, the TSA, all of this super spy architecture is erected, you know, in the blink of an eye, basically. We never, which reminds me of a piece that we'll probably get to here in a little bit, PBS Frontline did an investigative documentary titled Saudi Time Bomb? ? And of course, the footage, the original footage, disappeared, including some of the better interviews, like Ali Al Ahmed. The entire interview of him, they clipped out just about everything. They left a little tiny piece. But, you know, that documentary that aired 8 weeks after September 11, 2001, it originally aired 11/9/2001, or 9/11 for dyslexics. How convenient. But they said it all, which gets back to the point of, does it matter? I think it was, 2011, the 10th anniversary of the malfeasance of September 11th, James Corbett said, it's time for an accounting, because if we haven't accomplished anything in 10 years, if hearts aren't changed, if lives and things aren't changed, if people are still getting on planes and flying from Japan to Los Angeles, and when they get stopped and have to turn around 4 hours into a flight because of some unauthorized person, we have a problem. You know, the words of Smith from The Matrix come to mind. Billions of people just living out their lives, oblivious. So food for thought. Additional food for thought. Considering perhaps most notably Patrick Henry's anti-federalist remarks at the Virginia Ratification Convention on June 5th, 1788, which I alluded to earlier. His remarks, give you just some excerpts. Again, he said, Mr. Chairman, I rose yesterday to ask a question which arose in my mind. When I asked that question, I thought the meaning of my interrogation was obvious. The fate of this question and of America may depend on this. Have they said, we the states? Have they made a proposal of a compact between states? If they had, this would be a confederation. It is otherwise most clearly a consolidated government. The question turns, sir, on that poor little thing, the expression, we the people, instead of the states of America. The principles of this system are extremely pernicious, impolitic, and dangerous. It is not a democracy wherein the people retain all the rights, all their rights securely. Had these principles been adhered to, we should not have been brought to this alarming transition from a confederacy to a consolidated government. Here is a revolution as radical as that which separated us from Great Britain. It is radical in this transition. Our rights and our privileges are endangered, and the sovereignty of the states will be relinquished. And cannot we plainly see that this is actually the case? It is said 8 states have adopted this plan. I declare that if 12 states and a half had adopted it, I would, with manly firmness and in spite of an erring world, reject it. Liberty is the greatest of all earthly blessings. Give us that precious jewel and you may take everything else. But I am fearful. I have lived long enough to become a fellow, perhaps an invincible attachment to the dearest rights of man may in these refined, enlightened days be deemed old-fashioned. Indeed, imagine thinking liberty is the precious jewel. That's, you know, it's all of this is old-fashioned. If so, I am contented to be so. I say the time has been where every pore of my heart beat for American liberty, and which I believe had counterpart in the breast of every true American. 23 years ago, I was supposed a traitor to my country. I was then said to be the bane of sedition because I supported the rights of my country. Guess what? Now all of a sudden, not so much, huh? Concluding, he said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. I am answered by gentlemen that though I might speak of terrors, yet the fact was that we were surrounded by none of those dangers apprehended. I conceive this new government to be one of those dangers. It has produced those horrors which distress many of our best citizens. So that was Patrick. That's an excerpted version of Patrick Henry's warning from the Virginia Ratification Convention back on June 5, 1788. So from Webster's 1828 dictionary, confederation from the Latin, the act of confederating, a league, a compact for mutual support, alliance, particularly of princes, nations, or states. Example, the three princes enter into a strict league and confederation. Two, the United States of America are sometimes called the Confederation. Webster's 1828 dictionary. Do you see what I see? So not only have we lost sight of liberty, that precious jewel, the greatest of all earthly blessings, not only have we not guarded with jealous attention the public liberty, we're nearly all guilty of falling prey to the enticements of intriguers, those designing men, that small but artful and enterprising minority, the devil's suggestibilists, as I'd call them. But in fact, being sufficiently inculcated and propagandized, beguiled, some in our midst have not only welcomed but invited or even begged usurpers to come steal that precious jewel. It reminds me of Galatians 2, the Judaizers. Not only have we abrogated the downright force that preserves it, we've normalized the bizarre, abnormal, patently un-American practice of domesticating and neutering the most courageous among us. But then history is no stranger to ignorant masses destroying that which they fail to comprehend, is it? A sad day in America indeed. There's more, but the evidence is all around us. Things just keep marching ahead, plodding ahead. We have been anesthetized. Arise from your sleepy slumber, America. Let's go to the phones and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi, Dave.
The greatest jewel, the highest ideal to reach for, in my opinion, like Madame Roland on her way to the guillotine, she said, "Oh, Liberty, what will they do in my name?" So, and it's a real important question to pose of what are we for, and the highest jewel is genuine Christianity. It actually has to override that philosophy, that libertine philosophy, as important as it is to still defend the principles of defending liberty, but without defending genuine Christianity in its completeness, it's impossible to have liberty, because genuine Christianity in a well-formed conscience compels a man or woman to restrain themselves as they have been taught well in terms of the differences between good and evil. But what you started with was the quote from the New Testament book in James, and the works righteousness versus faith righteousness. And see, in chapter 3, if I could just read this verses in John chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3 is, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Oh, I want to make a point. there's a show called, it comes on in the evening, and the host is Eric the Freedom Screamer. That's his moniker. And he has a man on there that's older, and he has he quotes from the scripture and is obviously well studied in the scriptures, but he has essentially made a claim that undoes that verse by going back to Greek words that meant something else before we were blessed with the KJV Bible. And so Christians are essentially trying to outsmart God in arguing against the completion of the KJV Bible as being the authoritative text. I have a couple other comments if I haven't been...
Yeah, absolutely. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger... You know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns, their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course, he's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour already of today's broadcast this Wednesday, December 27, 2017. We're on the phones. We have Dave in Wisconsin on the line. Dave, you had a couple more points to make, and I have a remark about what you said.
I was going to ask you, because I threw a lot out there, I was going to ask you for your comment or remark on what I said already, and then possibly, or unless you want me to just finish my last couple of points first.
Up to you.
I'll go with it. A while back, you were talking about Walden and his commenting on Plato and the allegory of the cave, and that is so valid for right now. But the point I wanted to, I wasn't able to get in on that day. You had other callers that took the entire time, but. All right, now you made the comment that is valid about the trimming the branches, and then that just gives more strength to the poison tree, and it just is an absolute certainty that that is the problem now, in my opinion, and it's like it causes me so much consternation that people do not. Identify, except for, I will say this, Eric the Freedom Screamer identified her by name as ruling over the Satan's dynasty now, the Druid Queen, Elizabeth II. All right, so he came right, he's the first one on RBN, and RBN has lifted the standard of you can handle the truth. So I compliment him for that, and as well, Gary is very, very well-meaning. He's the gentleman that disputes this, what's written here in John in chapter 3, verse 3. So I think it's really essential to understand that Prince Charles will soon be cast into a very important role as he gets kicked to the curb from being the King of England and embraces the world philosopher king position openly, as he is already the president or patron of more than 400 extremely powerful organizations, including the International Business Leaders Group. People should look into that, and I would like to hear your comments.
All right, well, we're going into the second hour coming up, and so we'll talk more about that, and phone lines are open. We'll come back to this discussion, this thread, at the top of the second hour. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.